Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Zainab Sikandar, Political Observer, wrote an opinion piece titled What India, Hindu and Muslims Miss in Supreme Court's Lecture on Nupur Sharma. I'm Gautami Hazarika and I bring to you the podcast version of this article. Former BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma's recent humiliation by the Supreme Court cannot simply be disregarded as a moral lecture. The reaction to the top court's remarks that Sharma's loose tongue has set the entire country on fire has been tragically oversimplified by the entire political spectrum of India, from Hindu liberals to Hindutva supporters to Muslims. Instead, we must look at it as a setting of tone by the SC for anyone who thinks that they can get away with hate speech just because there are legal remedies. Chief Justice of India N.V. Ramana couldn't have been more on point when he said that the judiciary is answerable to the Constitution and Constitution alone. But no one is seeking the truth here. At one end of the spectrum are Hindutva supporters who have really gone too far in criticizing the Supreme Court's remark, riding on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popularity and making the loudest noise on both social and electronic media. Hindutva supporters have always been extremely united in their stand on anything, irrespective of the merit, truth, and morality of the cause. Publications like OP India went as far as to question whether the Supreme Court was following Sharia law. Many Supreme Court lawyers have even gone on to make rather unfounded comments. The entire Hindutva ecosystem has since day one rallied behind Sharma, extending support to her comments on Prophet Muhammad in spite of the BJP as a political party distancing itself from her. Law Minister Kiran Rijiju has gone on to say that he would not like to comment on the Supreme Court's remarks, even if I do not like the judgment or I have a serious objection to the manner in which the observations are made. What's worse is that even the Muslims, who were the most offended party in this entire fiasco, have criticized the Supreme Court's decision as a balancing act. But if you thought the most shocking comments have come in from the Hindutva Brigade, you're in for a surprise. Some of the most logical minds, often clubbed under the term liberals, have gone on to blame the Supreme Court for playing to the gallery by giving moral lectures to Nupur Sharma instead of doing its job. According to them, the SC should have clubbed all the FIRs that were filed against Sharma since the crime was one, not multiple, hence making her trial in different parts of the country a violation of her fundamental rights. They have backed these claims by giving precedence of a 2001 verdict, T.T. Anthony versus State of Kerala, in which the Supreme Court held that there cannot be a second FIR on the same issue. Even Arnab Goswami's example has been brought up to justify the clubbing of FIRs. Most Indians today are just looking for evidence to support their biases. Confirmation bias is at work in most socio-political issues, creating extensive debates leading to deeper fissures within our society. A man beheaded in Rajasthan with a sinister terror plot in the making. Another man killed in Maharashtra. Violent protests all across the country, first by Muslims for remarks made on the Prophet, in which a few people died, and then by Hindus when Kanhaiya Lal was beheaded, ISIS-style in Udaipur. All this was precipitated by one person, but when the Supreme Court wraps Nupur Sharma, a very confused India sits up to give bizarre remarks on something that should have been hailed as a precedent against hate speech. Nupur Sharma's case is not just another crime, it can truly be termed as the first of its kind hate speech case where an entire nation has been crippled in anarchy due to irresponsible commentary on television, which led to global condemnation. This case will set the precedent for subsequent hate speech cases. Many are also conveniently forgetting the furor around Tandav Amazon Prime Video series, which had hurt the religious sentiments of Hindus who objected to derogatory terms used in the show against Lord Shiva. It was a case with overtones of hurting religious sentiments that saw the Supreme Court giving similar oral observations while asking the petitioners to approach the high courts of every state where multiple FIRs were registered against them. Even here, Justice M.R. Shah, who was presiding over this case, had remarked, "Your right to freedom of speech is not absolute. It is subject to restrictions." The SC's insistence on the conscience of the court not being satisfied with Nupur Sharma's plea after her irresponsible behavior, due to which they must mold the law accordingly, has not been taken seriously by anybody in India's political spectrum. In my humble opinion, it should be considered a noble remark, but we have become a nation full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode.